The skies around Talkeetna may quiet down now as climbing season ends, Sudhio of station KTNA reports.
The climbing season on Denali has come to a close. Base camp has been flown off the mountain. The Llama helicopter has flown to Wrangell St. Elias National Park to assist with activities there. And just a handful of climbers remain up on Denali completing their climbs. A total of 1,272 climbers registered to climb Denali this year. 742 have successfully summited, making for a 59% summit success rate. That doesn't include the 20 climbers still on the mountain. That success rate is much higher than some years, but just on the upper end of average overall. However, it's only the third time in history that many climbers have successfully reached North America's highest peak. This year, a number of unusual climbs occurred. South African Sibusiso Valani summited, becoming the first South African to do so and completing successful summits on all highest peaks in the world's seven continents. A blind climber, Andy Holzer, summited successfully this year. Peter Hillary, son of late great explorer Sir Edmund Hillary, successfully summited Denali on June 17th, completing successful climbs on the world's seven summits. He dedicated the Denali climb to his late father. Denali was not without tragedy this year. Two Japanese climbers, Tatsuro Yamada and Yuto Inoue, disappeared early in the season and were never found. James Nosty of Illinois and Pukas Tribruno of Indonesia, in separate incidents, suddenly collapsed and died after summiting just in the last 2 weeks. In Talkeetna, this is Sudhio.